Sudbury. A residential video surveillance camera captured Michael Vignini's truck traveling westbound on McCharles Lake Road, between Whitefish and Naughton, at approximately 5:40 p.m. on January 27. This, Greater Sudbury Police Service noted in a media release issued at 4 p.m. on January 31, is the last verified sighting of the Greater Sudbury City Council member for Ward 2. Based on that information, it is believed that the vehicle and driver may have left the area, according to the media release. Shortly after 5:40 p.m. on January 27, a vehicle matching the description was captured on video surveillance by a local business on Regional Road 55 west of Highway 24. Although it appeared to be driving eastbound toward Lively, GSPS reported that they cannot confirm it was Vignini's truck due in part to the video quality. Officers continue to canvass residences and businesses in Lively and east of Lively heading towards Greater Sudbury for additional video surveillance footage to confirm whether the vehicle was in fact Michael Vignini's, according to their media release. Vignini, 62, was last seen driving a black 2021 Ram 1500 truck with Ontario license plate BK22178. It has a broken passenger side tail light. Michael Vignini's truck is pictured with a broken passenger side tail light. Image. Facebook. Vignini is described as 62 years of age, male, white, 5 to 11 tall, 260 pounds, with short, black hair and an unshaven face. An image of Michael Vignini provided by Greater Sudbury Police Service. Image. GSPS. He was last seen wearing a bright yellow hooded sweater, green pants and black running shoes. Earlier in the day, he was seen wearing an Erie Otters jersey over top of the yellow hooded sweater. He does not have his phone with him. Anyone who spoke with Michael in the days prior to January 27, 2024, who has not spoken with police is asked to call a dedicated tip line at 705-675-9171 extension 2320. Detectives are looking to gather additional information regarding conversations prior to Vignini going missing. Immediate and actionable information related to Vignini's whereabouts should be called in to 911. In their latest media release, GSPS note that they continue to liaise with the OPP, who have so far been unable to use their helicopter due to weather conditions. Although it's currently considered not safe to fly, they are regularly re-evaluating this throughout each day. Other municipal and provincial law enforcement agencies have been provided information about Vignini's disappearance, and a description of his vehicle. Officers continue to check publicly accessible parking lots, establishments and roadways, as well as the hospital, according to the media release, in which area residents and business owners are asked to check all of their outbuildings. As reported on multiple social media posts in recent days, numerous members of the community have also been driving area roads in search of Vignini and his truck. The following is the latest known timeline of events. Friday evening, on Friday night, Vignini posted on Facebook that he was looking into purchasing a fire truck and water rescue craft for Beaver Lake. Saturday, daytime. At some point during the day, Vignini posed for a photo with Freedom Convoy protesters during their weekly gathering outside of Bell Park. Saturday, 5:40 p.m., Vignini's truck is seen traveling westbound on McCharles Lake Road. Saturday evening, Vignini was reported missing to GSPS. Sunday, noon, GSPS issued their first media release indicating that Vignini is a missing person, prompting numerous community members to begin their own searches.